interest in how dairy cows digest their food and the resulting methane burps has taken Charles Sturt University student Ms. Lucy Watt to the United States to further her research. Ms. Watt spent 2 months at the W.K. Kellogg Biological Station at Michigan State University as a dairy research intern. Her research is examining rumination and methane emissions in pasture-based dairy cattle.
So looking at whether high ruminating cows remain high ruminators across time and as low remain low. I was also looking at whether rumination and methane have an association, looking at different methane mitigation strategies, hopefully through alterations in rumination patterns through differential feedings.
CSU Bachelor of Animal Science student Ms. Lucy Watt. And as she explained, some high-tech equipment was used to monitor the rumination patterns and the methane produced.
A sound sensor that sits on the left-hand side of the neck of the cow, and it uses microphone technology to sense the sounds associated with rumination and disregards all those sounds associated with eating. It's only about the size of a fist. Yeah, you've got to make sure that it's sitting up on the neck properly. It's got a weight down the bottom that positions it correctly. And yeah, every time the cow walks into the milking parlour, all the data that's been collected on that little sound system gets processed and digitally stored onto the computer, so you can go and have a look at whatever cow and how long it's been ruminating for.
You've talked about how you looked at measuring their rumination patterns. How did you measure the methane?
When they're being milked and their head is in the feeder, there's actually a gas quantification system that measures the concentration of methane that's emitted as they belch, so when they're burping as they're eating. So we can tell how much that cow is actually emitting in grams per day.